From Hollywood, Rudy Vallee presents The Dream Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
Brought to you by Dream Shampoo. D-R-E-N-E.
No other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Hello, Dream Show, Rudy Vallee speaking. Hello? Hello? There must be something wrong with the phone. Operator, operator, give me the complaint department.
Complaint department. Okay, start beefing.
There seems to be something wrong with my telephone, and I wish you'd do something about it. My name is Rudy Vallee.
Rudy Vallee?
Yes.
We've been looking for you. Did you or did you not make a long-distance call to Azusa last week?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's better. Remember, you're talking to the telephone company. Now, did you or did you not pay 50 cents for this long-distance call to Azusa?
I believe so. Just a moment, I'll look in my little book. Let me see. Expenditures. 3 cents for a newspaper, 10 cents for shine, 2 cents back on a milk bottle. That's in the wrong place. That 2 cents should be in the credit column.
All right. Mr. Vallee, did you or did you not pay this 4 bits?
Yes, I guess I slipped up. An oversight, you know.
Well, if you don't drop 50 cents in the box now, your phone's going to be disconnected. And remember, no tricks. We'll make it very embarrassing.
Oh, I assure you, I have only the best intentions. Let me see, 50 cents. I shall drop it in dimes. There. Gracious to Betsy. Hello?
Mr. Vallee, what's the idea of putting in 30 cents for a half a buck?
Oh, I beg your pardon. I just deposited the new American half dollar.
But all you put in was 30 cents.
That's the new American half dollar with all the taxes taken out. it's good to be getting home to Villa Valley. I love to walk up this path. Nice air is wonderful. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Listen to those crickets. They're off pitch again. That's better. Much better. Well, it's going to be nice to relax at home tonight. It's wonderful having no house guest for a change. I could use some rest after having that Adolph Marjorie around all last week. What a smooth character. Why, he's so smooth, I'll bet he could talk his board into giving him a B-book for his cigarette lighter. And that butler that Marjorie has had with him, that's Stanislaus, with the accent upon the last syllable. What a thug. I'm glad I got rid of him, too. Let's see, where's my key?
Good evening, Mr. Valley.
Stanislaus, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm going to butler for you. I'm your new gent.
I didn't ask you to be my butler, you moron.
Watch what you're saying. We're organized.
Listen, Stanislaus, I do not need a butler.
Boss, you don't know what you're saying. Just think what it'll mean having a butler like me around the house.
You?
Sainy.
Stanislaus, I don't want a butler, and if I did, it wouldn't be you.
Oh, boss, you're missing a great opportunity. You know, I could keep your house in shape and you in shape.
Oh, I'm in great shape, all right. Why, do you know I got up yesterday morning, jumped out of bed, walked down to the front door, picked up the morning paper, picked up the milk, closed the door, and didn't drop a thing?
Well, what's so wonderful about that?
There was no string in my pajama pants.
Ah, Mr. Valley, you just gotta let me work for you.
Well, Stanislaus, I believe I'm a fair-minded man. I'll try you here for a week, and if it works out, you can have the job. Fair enough?
Sainy?
I'll start by giving you a list of your household duties. First...
I'm way ahead of you, boss. I already started on them. This morning, I changed the sheets in all the bedrooms.
Changed the sheets in all the bedrooms?
Yeah.
Well, how could you? The laundry hasn't come back yet.
Well, that don't bother me. I changed the sheets from one bed to another.
Well, hereafter, take your household instructions from me. There'll be lots to do. Housework, shopping... and taking messages from my friends. Now, there are certain people that call on me every day. For instance, Truman Bradley.
Hello, Rudy.
Hello, Truman. Stanislaus, meet Truman Bradley.
It gives me great felicitations, I'm sure.
I'll take a side order of that, too.
Hey, what do you do around here?
Why, I tell all the girls how to ignore birthdays.
Hey, how do you like that? Mr. Bradley, what are you, a magician?
No. I simply remind the girls there's a kind of Shangri-La that keeps them young. Love. That's it. Love, the adoration of a man. And, of course, it's keeping herself beautiful that helps a woman hold love. Gleaming, lustrous hair is vital to looking your best. And that's why so many glamorous women prefer Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. You see, drab, lifeless hair could be caused just by the shampoo you use. Most shampoos are nothing but liquid soap, really. And soap of any kind leaves a dulling film. But Dreen is different. It never leaves a dulling film. Instead, Dreen brings out all the shining beauty. It actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Then, too, Dreen removes every trace of unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. And this improved Dreen has a marvelous hair conditioning action that leaves your hair far easier to manage right after shampooing.
No other shampoo... only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Stanislaus?
Yes. Hey, did you call me, boss?
Yes. Where have you been all afternoon?
Well, I've been in the library. I buried my nose in a book and, oh, then a terrible thing happened.
What was that?
I forgot which book I buried it in.
Stanislaus, this will never do.
What's the matter?
You're loafing in the job. I've tried to make everything as easy as possible for you. Why, I don't even ask you to get my breakfast for me in the morning.
Oh, yeah. By the way, boss, how do you get your breakfast?
I have a system. Around here, we do everything with a system.
In
the morning, my breakfast is brought up to my bedroom automatically. Comes up on a conveyor belt. Yes, sir. A tray of eggs, toast, and coffee leaves the kitchen, travels up to the stairs, on the conveyor belt and comes right into my bedroom. There's only one trouble.
What's that?
I always have to run downstairs for the salt.
Boss, you know, when you say I'm sloughing on my job here, that hurts me. It depresses me. If you keep it talking to me that way, I'll end up in a nervous wretch.
Just a minute. Just a minute there. You're off pitch. Much better, much better.
Thank you.
Come now, Stanislaus, pull yourself together.
All right.
I didn't realize that you were such a sensitive fellow.
Sensitive? Well, they call me the Pagliacci of the pool room.
Be that as it may, Stanislaus, when you put my shirts away, did you hang up my raccoon coat in the closet?
I tried to.
Tried to? What do you mean?
Well, every time I put the raccoon coat in the closet, the Mauds throw it out again. And you know something? The Mauds are very strong. One of them grabbed the flick gun right out of me hand.
Damn those Mauds. They've been in my vitamin pills again.
Hey, you know, boss, looking at that raccoon coat of yours sure brought back memories. It put me in a very nostalgical mood. You know what it made me think of? It made me think when you first became famous with that Stein song. Mr. Valley, there's one thing I always wanted to know.
What's that?
How did you get mixed up with that Stein song? I mean, how did it all start?
Well, Stanislaus, it all began back in 1921 when I was a freshman at the University of Maine. I'll never forget those glorious, those callow college days.
That's very good, students. You've learned how to spell Maine. Now, let's see if you can spell Vermont. Mr. Valley.
Yes, sir?
How many times have I told you not to bring your saxophone to class?
I'm sorry, sir, but when I play the sax... I'll do that over. I'll do it over. That's better, yes. Play the sax. It takes me out of this world.
Not a bad idea.
Irene Ryan, please pay attention. College is a serious business. After all, aren't you here to get a Bachelor of Arts?
I'm just here to get a bachelor.
Miss Ryan, I gave you an assignment in naval history last night. Let's see if you've learned anything.
Why, I know all about naval history. My uncle sailed with Admiral Dewey. In fact, my uncle was there when he said, "You may fire Gridley when you are ready."
Well?
Well, my uncle was ready, so he fired Gridley. Of course, it was easier to get help in those days.
Hmm. Well, let's go on with our next question. Angus McGillicuddy.
Yes, sir.
Tell us, Angus.
Yes, sir.
Tell us, Angus.
Well, you didn't ask me nothing, so I can't tell you.
Do you know anything about the history of printing?
I certainly do. My father was in the printing business.
Make any money?
That's all he made. But I tell you, Professor, they finally caught up with him. He got sentimental and started putting my mother's picture on the $2 bills.
Oh, Professor.
I am, Mr. Valor.
I don't presume to tell you how to run your class, sir. But in all our discussions, you've touched on every subject but the most important one.
Why, what do you mean?
Well, sir, we've talked about history, geography, science, but nothing has been said about the most important, the most valuable subject in life, thrift.
Oh?
Yes, thrift has a valuable lesson to teach us. Take the squirrel. A squirrel doesn't waste the summer romping around and playing, does he? Oh, no. He prepares for winter by gathering nuts, and I model my life after the squirrel.
And with what results?
I had to move into a hotel. My house is full of walnuts.
Hey, boss, you know, that's all very interesting. But you ain't told me yet how you and the Stein song got together.
I was coming to that.
Oh.
My freshman year at Maine was full of new dreams and new experiences. One of those new experiences was falling in love. Oh, yes? Yes, I felt very hard for the college widow, Valerie Verily. One night, Valerie and I were out on the porch...
Rudy.
Yes, Valerie.
Isn't this a beautiful, romantic night?
Oh, yes. The moon's so bright you can read by it.
Well, I wish you'd put that book away and pay some attention to me.
I'm sorry, but this is such an interesting book. It's a memory course.
A memory course?
Yes. It teaches you how to remember names and faces. Why, do you know, after I read this book, I'll be able to walk up to a man that I haven't seen for 10 years and say, "Hello there. Aren't you Addison Sims of Seattle?"
That's very interesting, I'm sure. Rudy, don't you ever think of romance?
Why, of course, Valerie. I'll always remember my childhood sweetheart. We were both 6 years old. I'll never forget the first time she kissed me. It took me 3 days to get the bubble gum off my face.
Well, I wish you'd think of me once in a while, Rudy.
Oh, I do, Valerie. In fact, I've brought you a little present, a gardenia. Here it is.
Oh, Rudy, it's beautiful. You're a darling, and I'm going to thank you for this. Move over. Real close.
In just a moment. Where's my little book? Oh, here it is. Expenditures, one gardenia, 25 cents. Yes.
I don't know why I waste my time with you, Rudy Valley. I could go out with lots of men. 70, 80, 90.
Well, why don't you?
Who wants to go out with men 70, 80, or 90?
You're right, Valerie. You have been wasting this beautiful moon. May I hold your hand?
Why, Rudy. Let's not lose our heads. Now, close your eyes.
Yes.
Put your head on my shoulder. Now, pucker up.
I'm puckered up.
Now, Rudy, do you know what to do?
Yes. Hand me my saxophone.
Valerie, Valerie. Oh, she's gone. I guess I never will understand women.
Sad refrain that haunts the song you sing. A lonely love is winter rain without the warm promise of spring. What good's a song with no one to sing to? What good are arms when there's only a dream to cling to? What good's a heart when no one cares?
Yes, Stanislaus.
Hey, pardon me. You know, you're supposed to be telling me about the Stein song.
The Stein song, oh, yes. Well, it was this way. It was the night before the big basketball game with Colby. The team was working out in the gym. I was dribbling the ball down the court.
Oh, Rudy Valley.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Coach.
Son, I want to talk to you.
Yes, Coach.
Tomorrow, we're playing the basketball game that decides the championship. And I hate to tell you this, Rudy, but we're not putting you in.
I think I understand, Coach.
But we appreciate your working so hard to make the team, and we do admire your do-or-die spirit.
Thanks, Coach, sir.
Rudy, even though you didn't make your letter, you've been an inspiration to us, and, well, our basketball team will never forget you. Will we, girls?
No, we won't. Three cheers for Rudy! Rudy, Rudy, Rudy!
Of course, Stanislaus, it was a great disappointment to me to be dropped from the team, but I soon forgot my sorrow in a new phase of college life. I was made a member of the fraternity of Sigma Alpha Epsilon. I'll always remember that first fraternity dance. The Barry sisters and I were asked to sing.
Like a lily sprinkled with dew. Billy Bell, whose good lips as fresh as autumn rain when summer is through.
Billy Bell, would you like a sunbeam on a rainy day? You can catch a sunbeam when she smiles and looks your way. Oh,
who's got all the leaves aflutter so they are ready to fall?
Lily, Lily Bell. Look at her and stop their singing to poor Lily, my but you swell. Oh, and incidentally, there's one more thing to tell. Oh,
if your eyes are open and you think you're seeing a dream,
it's Lily Bell, not Margie,
not Sue,
not Jenny,
not Lou.
It's Lily.
My little
Billy Bell.
Hey! Hey, freshman!
Yes, sir.
Give me some punch and be quick about it.
Yes, sir.
Hey, freshman!
Yes, sir.
I want to try out my new paddle on you. Bend over.
Yes, sir.
Ouch! Hey, freshman!
Yes, sir.
Our new house mother's downstairs. Run down and help her freeze some more ice cream.
Yes, sir. I just can't wait until next year when I can order some dope around. Where is dope, anyway? I wonder if that's the new house mother over there. Pardon me, are you the new house mother of this great Greek fraternity of ours?
What else?
Well, I imagine that... So you're the new housekeeper?
I ain't had it since Sims from Seattle.
Well, they just ran out of ice cream upstairs, and I came down to help you freeze a new batch.
What kind of batch?
New.
No.
No?
No. So freeze a new batch.
I'd be glad to.
Pardon me, Carla. Such a handsome boy. Tell me, what are you taking up in school here? Something academic or scientific?
Frankly, I spend all my time studying the saxophone.
What a non-essential occupation.
I hope you like your new job here.
I'm crazy for it. Such atmosphere. It makes me feel like a co-ed again.
You? A co-ed? What college? What degree?
I got a B.S. from FSS.
A Bachelor of Science from Franklin School of Science?
No, Bobby Sox from Frank Sinatra Swooners.
Oh, Mr. Valley.
Yes, the face is familiar, but I don't recall the name.
You don't recall my name? Now, I thought you were taking a memory course.
Oh, yes. Why, hello there. Aren't you Addison Sims of Seattle?
No. I'm Truman Bradley of Hollywood.
Oh, I see. Well, I remember meeting you 20 years from now. It's it's practically a miracle.
Yes, it is.
I'm back here, yes.
Well, miracles are a sideline of mine, Rudy, because when it comes to bringing out all the silky smooth luster of their hair... Many women think that green shampoo with hair conditioning action is sort of a miracle.
Proceed, Mr. B.
Thanks, Mr. B.
Thank you.
You see, this modern shampoo never leaves any dulling film on the hair as all soaps do. And as everyone knows, there's nothing that gives a girl such an aura of glamour as truly beautiful hair. The sparkling, lustrous kind that poets rave about. Green actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any kind of soap. And this improved Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action that leaves the hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing. So, whether you wash your hair at home or go to a beauty shop, insist on Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action.
No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. Leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Well, Stanislaus?
Yeah, boss?
I hope you've enjoyed the story of my freshman year at Maine.
Boss, you know, this is very disconcerting. You know, what about the Stein song?
Oh, yes, I'm glad you brought that up. It was written in 1904 by two Maine freshmen, subsequently adopted and continued to be sung at football games until I was a student there in the fall of 1921.
In 1930, the Connecticut Yankees and I started it off in around-the-globe popularity. And here it is, one of the most perfect weddings of melody and lyric, the University of Maine's Steinsong.
Old Bill, the dice for dear old Maine. Shout till the rafters ring. Stand and drink a toast once again. Let every loyal Maine man sing. Then drink to all the happy hours. Drink to the careless days. Drink to Maine, our alma mater, the college of our hearts always.
To the trees, skies, spring and its glorious happiness. To the youth, to the fire, to the light that is moving and calling us. To the gods, to the fates, to the rulers of men and their destinies. To the lips, to the eyes, to the girls who will love us someday.
Oh, Bill, the light for dear old Maine. Shout to the rafters ring. Stand and drink the toast once again. Let every loyal Maine man sing. Then think to all the happy hours. Drink to the careless days. Drink to Maine, our alma mater, the college of our hearts.
Sing another good night song again. It's time to sing another good night song again. These precious moments we knew in our rendezvous, the happiness of fun and song we'll soon renew. Won't be long before all the lights turn low again. So you see, it really is time to go again.
This week marks the third anniversary of the Women's Army Corps. It's been 3 years of hard work, of regimen, sometimes of loneliness and sacrifice for these gallant women soldiers. Many WACs gave up good jobs and cherished feminine comforts to get in this war, and they'll stick to the job till final victory. We civilians have our responsibilities, too. It's important right now that we put over the 7th Wall Lone Drive, because two down leaves one still to go. Now that we're approaching the inner Japanese Empire, the little brown men will fight more fanatically than ever. We've got to move men, ships, and munitions over there to help finish this thing. And that takes money. So dig down, friend. Buy an extra war bond. Buy several. Buy until it really hurts. I'll guarantee that it won't hurt half as much as sweating out those last miles into Tokyo.
Rudy Valley will present another dream show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday evening at the same time from Hollywood. The music for tonight's dream show was arranged and conducted by Frank DeVol. This is Truman Bradley speaking, and remember...
No other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Uh-huh, ivory flakes.
Oh, you get up to twice the wear, the giving your clothes, ivory flakes care, twice the wear, and all it takes is gentle care with ivory flakes, a sweater, a housecoat, and a rayon dress. They'll stay lovely, yes, yes. You get up to twice the wear, the giving your clothes, ivory flakes care.
Uh-huh, ivory flakes.
Tune in to Rudy Valley next Thursday at this same time.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.